the Opie and Anthony program.
Did you hear that at all?
What?
In your headphones, the Aussie?
Yeah.
I heard it so far in the background, and it sounded like it was in a tunnel and underwater and so low that it was ridiculous.
Well, they're working on things.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying this to tell them so they know what to look for.
Okay.
That's all. That's all.
Well, they spent 2 weeks tweaking the studio, and now they're going to have to fine-tune it. That's all.
Yeah. Eric.
And the only reason I'm not losing my mind, because where I sit, everything sounds really good.
Sounds fine. Well, they knew who to fix first, that's for sure.
Because I haven't started smoking that pot yet.
Harrison thought we came back from vacation and Opie's stuff wasn't fixed. At least they know they don't have to fix other things that you break during the interim of being pissed because things weren't fixed. They know I'm not going to break anything. I'll lose my mind. But I won't break anything.
By the way, you do realize that I know I'm an idiot, right? And an asshole. And that's why I'm starting to think that I'm going to start smoking pot
smoking
again.
The weed?
Yeah, I need to mellow out.
Now, you talk about
I need
this.
To mellow out and I need to start enjoying myself.
You think that's a good
idea? Enjoying my life.
You think life enjoyment is based on smoking pot?
I remember when I used to smoke pot, it seemed to do me okay.
The glass of wine doesn't hook you up?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I got to go on to heavier stuff.
You need heavier stuff? It's just a stepping stone.
Yeah.
So you're thinking of smoking the pot again.
Yeah, if I'm going to go to rehab someday, it's not going to be over a wine like Billy Joel.
Billy Joel,
Jesus.
What a dopey thing to go to rehab for.
Dude, you know what? If it ever gets to the point where I have to go to rehab, I'm going to come up with some stuff for the press.
Something good. Something
nuclear. Yeah. I was addicted to crystal meth and heroin cocktails. And I'm going to make it sound great. I'm reading the papers today. Billy Joel got out of rehab again.
Yeah. So I couldn't shake the Chardonnay.
So for all you people living on Long Island, you might want to build fences around your houses.
Yeah, he's back.
Because he's back, ready to rock and roll again, right into your house.
Ah, there you go. See? Even his songs include wine.
Yeah, well, he admitted in the paper. Where's my stuff today? Bear with me.
Yeah.
A bottle of red. Perhaps a bottle of rosé.
Right. How about all three of them, Billy? Sure.
While you're driving around Long Island.
Yeah.
Crashing into some old lady's house. That is one of the best stories ever.
There goes Billy.
A bottle of whites. It all depends upon your appetite. Anytime you want.
Through the wall of my Italian.
It'll meet you at an Italian restaurant if you can get there. Yeah, but in the paper today,
he's a wino.
It says he'll stick to women and songs. Just rehab Billy Joel got a welcome home smooch from his wife, Kate Lee, in New York. Sunday, he left the Betty Ford Center where the piano man said he beat his weakness for wine.
Things are okay with me these days. Got a good job, got a good office. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine.
It kind of worked, though. I pushed the wrong button.
That did work.
It did.
That's great.
That ends that bit, unfortunately. All right, well, we were flowing until I fucked up.
No, that's actually funny, Martini Steve. Yeah, his little wine addiction.
Yeah, and he's married to like a 23-year-old or something crazy like that.
Of course. God. Billy Joel. And look,
how bad can your life be if you're like pushing 60 and you're married to a 20-something-year-old?
Yeah, it's nice.
Wake the fuck up, Billy.
He's definitely taking on an Uncle Fester look, though, isn't he?
It's getting pretty creepy.
It's,
By the way, a really, really, really nice guy.
Oh!
Oh, sorry.
Really?
Yeah, extremely nice.
Let me guess when you met him. Could it have been at BAB?
At BAB. Charity begins at home.
Charity begins at home. Bob Buckman with Billy Joel here.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So he's out of rehab today. That's one of the big stories. Yes, Jimmy?
Dude, I think that she's just married to him because he's Billy Joel.
Yeah? Wow. You're going out on a limb there, Jimmy.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you.